Welcome to the Heart of Healing, the Pandemic Episodes. I am your host, Tom Fuld. In these episodes, we will meet loving, talented people who, while coping with their own pandemic stress, are offering others understanding, compassion, love, and ways to relax and heal, even under the weight of the current conditions. Listen with an open heart to those who, in this time of crisis, are opening their hearts and talents to all of us. And today, our guest is Pamela Cusinel, and she tells us that she has a spiritual perspective on astrology with a practical twist. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks so much, Tom.
Happy to have you here. And now, I love that. This is a kind of a mouthful that I said, but I really love your description. It says, a spiritual perspective on astrology with a practical twist. Could I ask you to start there and tell us what your spiritual perspective is?
Absolutely. My spiritual perspective is basically why I'm still here on the planet, because from the time I was a child, I had a very strong sense that there was something bigger than me. And even though I didn't end up practicing the religion I was raised under, I have been a student of world religions since I was in high school and started to really study and get exposed to them. And when I've been in my real dark times, which the real dark bottom hasn't happened the way it did when so many people I'm sure you've talked to tell you that they go through a spiritual reckoning or a time when they come to certain realizations due to life situations. Very
life
few
says,
of us.
Life I, says here, do something new.
Yes. Very few of us just kind of get enlightenment or wise just because it happens. Usually we're kind of forced or coaxed into it. So
we're resisting all the way and then we go.
Yes, screaming and kicking.
Definitely.
But so the spiritual perspective is basically when I work with clients or I speak or do the podcast, I'm always connecting to that part of a human being that knows something, there's something more, there's something bigger than them. We can get so kind of trapped in the limitations of our own space. And when we do that, we can't see where we're going. We can't see what's ahead when something upsets it. If we're just buzzing along and everything's like fine, then we're good. But as soon as...
I like that. When does that happen?
I don't know. I've had a couple of days like that now and again. But overall, once one gets in the practice of doing life with a spiritual perspective, it gets easier to kind of be in that zone because it's the nature of certain human beings to take everything on our own shoulders and believe that everything is within our control.
Right.
And then we have a situation like we're in right now with the pandemic. I'm laughing, but I'm not really laughing. And it's overwhelming.
Exactly.
If we can't see beyond where we presently are. So
right.
The spiritual perspective allows us to see where the chinks of light are, even if we can't really see them. I was in a cave in southeast France once, and the guide turned off the light to let us see how dark it really was. And it was as dark as you can imagine darkness to be. There was nothing to be seen or experienced. And then she turned the light on again and we saw this big cavernous cathedral, the womb of the earth that we were in. So when you're in that kind of darkness, the thing that keeps us from not feeling a sense of fear or panic or anxiety is knowing that a light will go on.
Right. And how do you find this connects up with astrology? Some people might say, I would imagine, some might say that astrology is not spiritual, whereas I wouldn't agree with that, but how do you see it?
Well, that's a good question. Some people will say to me, I don't believe in astrology, and I basically will respond, well, you don't have to believe it, and it's working anyway.
Yes.
Because it's astrology, there are many different schools of astrology, many different ways we work. You get a bunch of astrologers in a room and we're all kind of on our little language tracks, but what we share is a common love of looking up at the heavens, these planets that are moving in the sky, and they have a symbolic resonance that relates here on Earth. So astrology, again, I have a spiritual perspective with it. There are other astrologers who will tell you it's a science, it's math, it's cause and effect, it's synchronicity, and all those things are true. But everything in life is spiritual. We've lost our way as human beings because many of us have forgotten that we are part of this amazing planet that is all about spirit. I mean, the First Nation people, they would basically, or do, they know the earth is alive and everything's spiritual. So looking at the planets, what goes on, everything that happens, events, are ways that we can respond to in ways that evolve us spiritually and consciously, if we're paying attention to it. One can have a very non-spiritual existence, very belief-oriented, that there is nothing, totally nihilistic. Or one can decide that everything is connected and spiritual.
I prefer that.
Right. It all depends on what band you want to play with.
Right.
We create our realities. It's all, the Indians say that it's Maya, it's all an illusion. So what is your reality?
Well, that's,
how does,
and that's
one
what
person,
you're talking about.
Sorry,
is not,
I'm not letting you get a word in.
That's all right. This is your show anyway right now. But the point I'm trying to make is that what you're talking about is something that is not, at least not in this country, taught, is not part of what I learned growing up. What I learned growing up is, you know, it was all scientific, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to your spiritual approach and coming to the stars or wherever to look at it is somewhat of a challenge for people, for most people, I think. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It's interesting you bring up science when... a lot of people now are disparaging science as though it doesn't matter.
Well, and as though science is not part of the universe, is not part of spirit.
But science, you look at someone like Einstein. Einstein is, you just have to Google some of his quotes. I mean, he was a highly spiritual human being.
Right.
And the pursuit of science was almost a way to, one could argue, find God, find the numinous.
Right. Well, I think the way he put together the information that he got about science or what was science, and then said, there is something else making this all happen. That's how I understood what he was saying.
Absolutely. And string theory, a contemporary way to look at certain forms of physics, is very linked to spirituality. So it's we're on this, I see that we're on this threshold to basically integrate science and spirituality more than we have. There was a whole, reaction when the Age of Enlightenment happened and science was supposed to be disengaged from metaphysical studies. But the early astrologers, they were the astronomers, they were the physicians. You look at ancient Greece, the great thinkers, they all practiced different forms of astrology or metaphysics because the physical was just one plane of seeing.
Right. Do you believe that this pandemic
is
bringing us to that point where we are going to change our view on science and spirit together?
Well, we are in the throes of a major conflict with how we integrate, segment, and come to ways of interrelating. We have created a crisis that will either determine if we're, honestly, if we're here in 50, 100 years or not. So I say absolutely yes. And I am wildly optimistic that human beings are about to step into a way of seeing that's more interrelated instead of compartmentalized. Compartmentalization is going to kill us.
That's wonderful. Oh, yes, I'm with you on that. Now, the thing that's interesting to me, many things are interesting about what you say and what you've been doing, but you moved out of the United States because of what you saw was coming. Is that true?
Well, I moved out of the United States as a personal decision for my husband and my mother-in-law, who are older, and I saw certain changes coming that I wanted to make sure that they had the best resources possible for a sustainable existence. So my mother-in-law out of assisted living.
You sprung her, okay. So you saw that she wasn't necessarily getting the best of the system.
No. Well, she certainly was paying for it, but the United States system for older people is such that if you need extended care, it's very expensive and the services are somewhat limited. And she was a very independent woman, used to living by herself. And she wasn't doing well at all. Usually most of these systems, there's about 8 people that one person oversees care for. And then at night it becomes even less. And she was not thriving.
But what I'm asking is, did you see something besides the fact that she wasn't getting served here?
Change and revolution is where we're at as the United States, as a country. Absolutely. The United States is going through what we call a Pluto return, when Pluto returns to the exact point it was when the United States was founded in 1776. And it's a planet that symbolizes irrevocable transformation. And at the time of the pre-revolution, of course, the United States people were rising up because of taxation without representation, which some United States citizens may feel is what's happening now.
It sounds familiar, yes.
And so I was aware that certain things were coming. And as I said, I wasn't dealing with the safety of young people. I mean, young people are very resilient. They can figure out ways to survive and adapt and work with new systems. And so, yes, we made certain decisions. And it was also something I'd always wanted to do. My husband was on board with it. And so we moved. And
right. Well, it's not just because of the stars, but you had a lot of reasons.
I had a lot of reasons, but these individuals I'm talking about, my husband and my mother-in-law, were being directly affected by some of these transits. So right. To interpret that, you have the natal horoscope, the point of entry that the person arrives here on Earth.
Right.
And that is a two-dimensional picture of the heavens at that point in time. And then you can juxtapose it with where the planets are at any point in time and determine what the individual is going through.
Right.
So we were all going through big change on top of the changes that are happening globally and in the United States. So it seemed like a good time to take action.
Right, that's a lot to take action. In the view that you have of through astrology, are you able at this point to have any idea of how long this transit that we're going through might take?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's different answers to that question depending on what the question actually is asking about. I mean, if we're looking at the pandemic itself, we can see that there most likely is going to be a rise in cases, certainly in the United States, in mid-November. And then hopefully, as we get into the winter, there'll be more adjustments, ways of orienting to it. I mean, so much of what happens, you just heard me talk about my personal experience. As an astrologer, one of the things we say is, if you don't let the gods in the room, they're going to knock the door down. I mean, remember the old fairy tale of Sleeping Beauty. There was one fairy who wasn't invited to the party. So when she came in, she was so upset that she wasn't invited, she created chaos. And that is pretty much how it rolls. It's either we work with the energies that are in front of us, or we throw up the preventative of denial until we can't hold it anymore. And then it's still going to happen.
We've been in denial for a long time. And as you say, it is still going to happen. It has happened.
It's still going to happen. It's happening. And it's a series of unfortunate events, actually.
Yes.
It's not just the pandemic.
No. It's all together that's happening. And it's affecting a tremendous amount of people, just minor things, and not minor things and big things. As you see it, and you have many clients, how is it affecting your business and your clients?
Well, my clients, I think, are feeling a sense of perspective, again, spiritual perspective. They're getting a sense of calm. It's okay. This, and each individual, of course, I look at how specifically is this affecting you. We have this umbrella that is affecting us all, or maybe umbrella isn't a good term, a kind of cocoon that is surrounding us. And how do we endure the time? Because, you know, if the butterfly doesn't go through the whole span of being able to accept its time in the chrysalis, then it's going to come out with broken wings. So we have to accept and understand the restrictions that are being presented to us, but also work with them in the most constructive ways, so that then when we're able to open up again, we fly. We transcend. We create new systems, architectures of way, the ways cities can get food, hire people, work in ways that have to do with sustainability. These are all things that are before us. Right. So I have clients who work in different ways that have direct effects on what's going to happen tomorrow, 10 years from now. People who are in education, people who are in real estate, people who run businesses, moms, dads, grandparents, young people, grandparents and parents are sending me their kids. Well, calm my kid down. You know, she's stuck. She's trying to go to college. She doesn't have a job. I mean, and it's wonderful to be able to reassure people that this has an end. It has an end.
Right.
And that's one thing about astrology. We can see the timing. We know when things are going to end. What we don't necessarily know is what that looks like, because what it looks like depends on each one of us.
Right. I might like it to end one way and you might like it to end another way.
Right. But it's so critical that, and I stress this all the time. I do a weekly podcast forecast on astrology with a colleague who then does a meditation activation to help people kind of get through the week or sail through the week.
Right. As I understand it, this is something that you used to charge for, but because everyone's suffering so much, you are offering it for free at this time.
Right, right. We decided to suspend the subscription, and that'll probably be the way it goes, because we enjoy doing it. And I think you said this earlier, maybe it was when we were talking one-on-one. Anyone who works in any sort of healing capacity, and an artist, certainly anyone in the holistic realm, medical people, whatever, we all are on our own journey about self-healing as well. So exactly. The better we do that, the more effective we are. So Susie, my colleague, and I think we enjoy those weekly updates as much as any of our listeners do, because we ground and kind of reboot and center and reorient one another. And then, yeah, I'm good. We're good.
Well, you're helping people to feel better. And in the process, you're feeling better.
Yes.
And that's what healing is about.
And you just said something very important, because also when we look at the news or people or who argue on Facebook or Twitter, their orientation is not to make people feel better necessarily. It's more to build up fear, panic, and anxiety. So what kind of antidote is that to solutions to problems?
What you're doing and what I hope this show is doing is one of the antidotes to that.
Yes.
That's what I hope.
Yes.
And before we get too far along, because I know you have something else you have to go to, if people who are listening to this now and are interested in learning more or interested in getting support, how is the best way for them to reach to you? Is it a website? Is it an email? How should they best?
Sure. Well, you can go to my website, insightoasis.com, and there you can sign up for the newsletter, or there's ways to contact me on that. And if you're interested in the podcast, the weekly podcast, that's on insightnow.podbean.com. And I know Tom's on Podbean too. So, but Insight Now, I believe it's on Apple and Google. It's on all the different podcast
insightnow.podbean.com is a good way to get to that weekly. And to reach you is insight@insightoasis.com.
Yes.
Good, because I want people to be able to reach out to you that were listening to this, because I think what you have to offer is a lot of hope and a lot of loving support, which is key to where we all are today. That's what we need to do. And
so it's in each one of us. What astrology shows me is, what's the key? What's the way in? How do I open that door for someone? Because we all have that inner light.
Right.
It's just sometimes it gets so beaten down and snuffed out. You know, and we have different sorts of childhoods, ways we have to come to understanding. I certainly, as I said earlier, I didn't have the easiest road figuring all this out. So once you figure out ways to touch that light, you don't want to let it go out again.
No, never. It's the most amazing experience. And this is part of what I'm doing here, is talking to people who have touched the light and who are passing the light on, which is what you're doing. And I really appreciate that you're doing that. Well, thank you so much for your work. You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I suppose before we leave, you're not going to tell us a date when everything's going to be better. And it would be different for every person anyway.
Yes. Oh, that is true.
Is there anything somebody should look for at this point when they're going, I just don't know how to imagine this ever changing? Is there any signs that can help us besides doing the astrology?
Well, I'm an astrologer who looks at history a lot. So I look at when certain cycles happened before. Of course, the planets are always moving, so we have these configurations that have never happened before because of their interrelation with one another. It's almost, if you can picture it, it's not really as though it's going in an endless circle. It's kind of an upward spiral. And so we can look back at different points in history and see when we had echoes of what we're experiencing now. And so ideally, one of the things that's different now with what happened when Pluto was last in Capricorn, that happened during the Protestant Reformation, and all kinds of things started shifting with who held power in which countries and churches, et cetera, and Age of Enlightenment science, as I talked about earlier. But ideally, what's happening now is that more people are at points of independence, personal ability to determine their future than were at that point in time, all those hundreds of years ago. So if anything, especially people in quote, first world countries, we have a tremendous responsibility to help others rise up, because that's all part of what continues to make the world a better place.
Well, you bring up a very important thing, that rather than just sitting here and feeling bad, which is easy enough for us to do, we need to do something. And you're doing
something.
And others can do something. We all have talents. Well, I thank you for sharing your talents, and I appreciate you being a guest on our show. And I thank everyone who's listening today to the Heart of Healing, the Pandemic Episodes.